Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Liebman for CCR to House Bill 1162.
Clerk will read.
CCR to House Bill 1162 by Miller of the House and Johnson of the Senate, an act relating to the Department of Central Services.
Representative Liebman, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. CCS for House Bill 1162 authorizes the Department of Central Services to enter into a lease purchase agreement. This is about eventually tearing down the Hissom Memorial Treatment Center that has been vacant for approximately 20 years. Move adoption.
Members, you've heard the explanation. Will there be questions? Questions on the bill? Representative Dank for a question on the CCR.
Representative Liebman, would you be kind enough to explain to me and the rest of the members what is the difference between this lease purchase agreement that they're supposedly going to enter into and what and a bond issue?
What was your last? Bonds?
Bonds. What's the difference between the lease purchase
okay,
and the bond?
Okay, I got you. Bonds, we sell to whoever would like to buy them. This is financed internally. The Department of Central Services for the past 20 years, I presume, have been maintaining these grounds and putting maybe boards over the windows to keep people from getting in. They're spending approximately the same amount that they're asking for on this lease purchase. This is appropriating no money. It's merely continuing what they've been doing, except eventually we'll accumulate enough to tear it down. I understand from a very responsible gentleman from Tulsa, this is located between the river and the highway, and it could be worth a lot of money if the land was cleared. And that's what we're trying to do.
Representative Dank for a follow-up.
So what are they going to lease after they tear the thing down?
Not going to lease anything. We're trying to sell it. Put the money back in the general fund.
Representative Dank for a follow-up.
Was there not a time, did we not give this land?
Talk a little closer to your microphone.
Yes, sir. Did we not give this land or this Hissom Center to the city of Sand Springs at one point?
I have no idea about that.
Ask you this. If I, will this be done under central bidding, and if I told you that I could tear it down and clear the land for $1 million, could we lay this over until next year?
Well, I understand it's going to take about $2.5 million, between $2 and $2.5 million. I don't want to lay this over.
Representative Dink for a question.
I guess my next question then would be, Mr. Speaker, and my final one is, why are we putting $3 million in there?
Well, we're not putting $3 million in it. We're putting between $150,000 and $225,000 a year. We hope it's closer to about $150,000 a year.
Representative Dink for a final follow-up.
One more. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. But it says in here that they're going to expend $3 million on page 2. It says, for the purposes of providing funding for $3 million for additional repairs, constructions, and remediation.
I understand that's only a maximum amount if needed, which it most likely will not be needed.
Representative Reynolds for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I'll try to ask as many questions as I can before the previous questions moved. Representative Liebman, can you tell me any sort of agreement that has ever been entered to before? Because I think we're going to have a historic day here today, similar to this.
I think it is a historic day, the last day of the 52nd session. I don't know of any previous agreements. I'm not totally familiar with the Tulsa area. I did have a little ice plant up there one time, but I didn't have any reason to go out to this place.
Representative Reynolds for a follow-up.
Representative Liebman, I appreciate the humor in your answers, but this is serious business. And this serious business is about to defraud the taxpayers in a whole new manner. Is there any example of this type of financing ever been done before in the state of Oklahoma?
Not since I've been here that I know of, in anything that I have been connected with. You want to remember, they're spending this money right now. This merely is going to allow them to accumulate enough to tear it down.
Representative Reynolds for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Now, what I want to remember is my oath to the Constitution. That's what I want to remember here, Representative Liebman. But $3 million for the Hyssop Memorial Treatment Center. And who is the lessor and who is the lessee?
The Department of Central Services. The state of Oklahoma owns it.
Representative Reynolds.
So our new creative method to circumvent the balanced budget provisions of the Constitution that our appropriation chair so eloquently presented earlier is to allow to lease to ourselves so we can get around the constitutional prohibition of debt.
Well, the option was to take $1 million a year out of the Department of Central Services budget, which is already short. We, as you know, we decreased their amount of appropriation. They have a lot of repairs to make on our buildings. There's $300,000 worth of work to do on the roof of the Capitol here from the windstorm the other night.
Representative Reynolds for a final follow-up, and we've got several in the queue. You're recognized.
Thank you. So the option is to abide by the Constitution and take find $1 million somewhere. We found $15 million just a little while ago. I think you even voted for that. Abide by the Constitution or just shred the Constitution as we've done times before. Create a whole new method that everybody will be coming to the legislature now to get more money, put our children in more debt, create a whole new method of financing and spending just because we don't have the willpower to say no?
I don't think that has anything to do with tearing down the Hyssop Memorial Center.
Representative Sears for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If you would allow me, there's several questions I have, and they're really just yes or no, Representative, if you can Liebman, if you can help me with this. Now, if I'm understanding this, that these funds were requesting are to tear down this building, correct?
That's correct. To use this money that they're already spending on the upkeep and maintenance of an empty building that's been empty for 20 years.
Representative Sears for a follow-up.
That's what I want to make this clear, because it says right here in the bill for additional repairs, construction, et cetera, et cetera. So this is to tear it down. It's not to continue to repair it, correct?
Well, there may be some additional repairs, like somebody tears the plywood off a window so they can climb in there and sleep or something. That would be considered a repair.
Representative Sears for a question.
I can handle that. Now, what is normally is one of these lease purchase? How long does this go?
Well, it says 20 years, up to 20 years. Hopefully it will not take that long to accomplish what we need to accomplish here.
Final follow-up, Representative Sears?
I apologize. I just missed that one. Okay, I guess my final question would be, upon the land improvements funded through this lease part of the program, we shall first be to satisfy the debt of this lease. Is that correct? And what monies are left over, I'm assuming, goes back into the general revenue. Is that correct?
That's correct.
The sale.
And when we sell it, we will put the money back in the general fund.
Mr. Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The food's ready, but we need to make a motion to let us bring food in as we continue discussion on this bill. Please recognize Representative Peters for a motion.
Representative Peters, you're recognized for a motion.
Yes, I would move to suspend House rules as it pertains to having food on the House floor.
Representative Wright, for what purpose?
Question on the motion.
State your question.
I'll waive.
Clerk will activate the machine for a recorded vote to suspend rules to allow food in the chambers. Representative Inman votes aye. Representative Nelson votes aye. Representative Joyner votes aye. Representative Derby votes aye. Representative Proctor votes aye. Representative Watson votes aye. Members, please vote before you leave the chambers. Need 68 votes. Declare the vote.
74 ayes, 6 nay.
Having received 2/3 vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the motion to suspend rules to have prevailed. Back to questions on the bill. Questions on the bill. Representative Wright, John, for a question. He waves. Representative Sullivan for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Liebman, as I recall, a couple of years ago, there was some agreement between the state and the city of Sand Springs for the city's use of the Hissam facility. I know they were trying to lease it out for a production company or something of that nature. Wasn't there an agreement in place with the city of Sand Springs on use of this property?
What I have heard is there has been one or more movies made up there. I guess it's a spooky place or something.
Representative Sullivan for a follow-up.
Thank you. Well, it's not spooky. I've been in it. We used it at the sheriff's office there for training purposes. It's great to do building searches in. But isn't there something in place right now about the use of that facility?
I'm not aware of any.
Representative Sullivan?
And is it the plan then to just raise the building and use this property for something else in the future?
The plan is to clear the land and sell the land for what it's worth.
Representative Lammons for a question.
Motion, Mr. Speaker.
State your motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move to advance the question.
That is a proper motion. All those in favor of advancing the question, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
There's been a request for a recorded vote. Are there two requests for a recorded vote? Clerk will activate the machine for a recorded vote to advance the question. Representative Proctor votes no. Representative Christian votes aye. Declare the vote.
38 aye, 4 nay.
Having received a majority vote, I declare the motion to have prevailed. Members, the question before the House is whether or not to adopt the conference committee report. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say nay. The ayes have it. The CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
House Bill 1162 by Miller of the House and Johnson of the Senate, an act relating to the Department of Central Services.
Representative Liebman moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no, there will be debate. Members wishing to debate in opposition, please press your red button. Members wishing to debate in favor, please press your green button. The chair is preparing to close the queue. Queue is now closed. Following members will be recognized for debate. Representative Lammons, for what purpose?
Motion.
State your motion.
Move previous question.
That is a proper motion. All those in favor of moving previous question? There has been a request for a recorded vote. Clerk will activate the machine for a recorded vote on the motion to move previous question. Representative Ortega votes no. Representative Proctor votes no. Members, a question before the House. Representative Buck votes aye. The question before the House is whether or not to move previous question. Representative Emmon votes no. Representative Kiesel votes no. Representative Dank votes no. Representative McNeil votes aye. Representative Pittman votes aye. Representative Scott votes aye. Representative Hoskin votes aye. Representative Christian votes no. Declare the vote.
43 aye, 14 nay.
Having received a majority vote, I declare the motion to move previous question to have prevailed. Question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeants will announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative Williams votes aye. Representative Hoskin votes aye. Representative McPeak votes aye. Representative Proctor votes aye. Representative Inman votes aye. Representative Pittman votes aye. Representative Shannon votes aye. Representative Kiesel votes no. Representative Shoemate votes aye. Representative Joyner votes with his cup of tea. Votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change their vote, the chair is preparing to close. Representative Dorman votes aye. Representative Johnson votes aye. Members, 30 seconds. Representative Scott votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change their vote? Members, please come to the chambers and vote if you are in the area. Representative Fott votes aye. Declare the vote.
51 aye, 30 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the bill to have passed. Representative Liebman now asks. Clerk will activate the machine for a recorded vote on passage of the emergency. Representative Shannon votes aye. Representative Buck votes. Votes no. Representative McPeak votes no. Representative McNeil votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change their vote? Representative Inman votes aye. Representative Proctor votes aye. Representative Fields votes aye. Representative McDaniel Genie votes aye. Declare the vote.
44 aye, 34 nay.
Having failed to receive 2/3 vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the emergency to have failed. Mr. Floor Leader.